Been a strange week for all of us, and school got back in session here today. Kind of a weird week, I know, at the elementary level at least. Come in one day, and then you got another weekend coming up, a long weekend the next few days. We got joining us here this morning, USD 3-3 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Board Member Daryl Eady joining us via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on. I thought we'd start, because it has been kind of a wild week. We have had no school up until today, with announcements first. And Daryl is going to lead us off here.
Well, of course, Michelle's already sent us out a few things. As you're talking about the schools, there is no school for all USD 383 elementary students on Thursday and Friday due to parent-teacher conferences. And I do encourage all parents to attend that and participate. Now we get to do them on Zoom and other things. It really makes it a lot easier for the parents, and it's really important for your students. We also would like to remind that the family engagement survey is open to all parent responses. You can find the link on our website, usd383.org, and look under news. Probably ought to mention our donations as well at this point. We just have a couple of easy ones today. It's a $500 cash donation from the Manhattan Oral Surgery and Implant Center to Marlette Elementary for classroom supplies, and a $700 cash donation from Tyler Dowling Memorial Foundation, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, to the Manhattan High School for boys basketball program. We always appreciate those.
All right, good stuff. And we were talking here before the program. I know there's been some teachers and staff starting to get vaccines. Where are we at in that process, Eric?
Yeah, you know, first I want to give a shout-out to Michelle Jones, working with the health department on the vaccinations and keeping us organized. But last week, I want to say we had 600-plus of our staff be able to receive their first vaccination. And then I believe we have the rest of them coming up this Friday. We'll be able to get their first vaccination. So we should be able to get through with everybody that signed up for a vaccination shot with our first round this week. So, and I like I said, shout out to Michelle. She's been, you know, scrimping and scrounging. Anytime they had 10 extra shots, she always had a list of 10 people that could drop everything and get down there and get a shot in her arm. So I really appreciate the health department, appreciate our nurses, appreciate Michelle and her work on that. So we're looking pretty good on the vaccination front.
How much of a game changer is that going to be when you get, you know, a good number of staff and employees vaccinated?
You know, it's got to make you feel better. You know, it's got to make you feel safer going in there. You know, I think we've done pretty well on that as far as schools not being as spreaders, and I think we've kind of shown that, and the health department recognized that. Our medical advisory team recognizes that too, and that's the work of our people, you know, all the way across the board, and the faithfulness of our community, you know, to continue with the mask and hand washing and social distance as best possible. So it's just one more step to safety and another step closer to normal.
All right. That said, I haven't looked too hard at the dashboard lately for the school district, but I haven't heard a whole lot either of a large number of cases. Of course, our cases have been down here in Riley County.
Yeah, our cases have been down too. You know, we still had a decent chunk of quarantines, but as far as the cases, they were trending down the last I saw.
All right. Very good. Well, that's great to know that vaccinations are continuing here, and now you know, teachers and staff are part of that, and phase two continues, and eventually we'll get more and more people vaccinated here in our community.
Yeah.
We got a school board meeting here tonight, and there's some pretty big stuff on here, including the second vote on redistricting, which we can talk about if you want.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's just been a hard process. Daryl, you want to go ahead and start on your perspective?
Well, I mean, we've gotten a lot of emails and stuff over the history of this. We started this, it's been almost a year ago, the whole process. We had an outside group this time come in to take some of our emotions out of it, which is helpful. And we've always appreciated the parents' responses and stuff, because that helps us compile some changes and bits and pieces that we needed to do. Of course, you know, we have, what, 6,500 students, double that in parents. We aren't going to please everybody, but we try to, you know, make it as painless as possible for everybody, and also use the schools to their best capacities. We don't want to overcapacity. I mean, we just built a brand new school. Who wants to make a, you know, a classroom at 31 when you don't have to? You know, that's why we build these extra schools and have done the things we've done. So I really appreciate the team's process and the hard work they put into it. I know some of the other board members, like myself, have gone in a couple of times just to check to see how things are going and just to check on it. And they've done a great job. I appreciate it. And I think this new number 4 plan that we're voting on, which is probably about number 70, but I think it's a great plan. And I think they did a great job. I appreciate all their hard work.
Yeah, and you know, I know part of that plan, one thing you have to kind of factor in is how you're going to, you know, distribute populations into the middle schools. And it looks like, from what I've seen on the map, it's a pretty equal distance. You know, the schools that are near Anthony are going to go to Anthony. The schools that are near Eisenhower are going to go to Eisenhower, I think, with the exception of maybe Woodrow Wilson. But can you kind of talk to that aspect of it, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely start on the elementary side, trying to make sure you got students distributed in a way you can get good class sizes. But you got to remember, we're still a system, and us having a elementary feeder system, meaning we define which elementary schools go to which middle schools, can help us with like our summer feeding eligibility, being able to offer that, those things over the summer. So trying to balance those things out, because we do have two identical middle schools. You know, they were built that way back in the 90s. We're continuing that way with the bond issue addition of the wings. To make those pretty similar. So trying to get a similar population into each of those buildings was important for us. And when we're building a new elementary school in a high-growth area of Oliver Brown, that puts Eisenhower on the track to grow a little faster, too. So we did make Anthony a little larger at the beginning of the process, and Eisenhower should be catching up relatively quickly when population fills in.
All right, so the vote will be taken tonight. I know most of the board members seem to be on board with it here from the last vote. I think it was 6-1, something like that.
Yes,
okay. Well, going forward, after this tonight, what's kind of the next step in the process here?
Well, next step after that is, you know, then putting the maps into the computer and kind of determining. I've got overall numbers. You know, we can circle the area and say this many students, but now we need to drill down how many kindergarten students, how many first grade students, how many second grade students, and then we'll start working on how many sections we need in each of the buildings across the district and how to spread out that staff. So, and we've got a new building to staff too that we got to factor into the equation too. So staffing is next.
Okay. So I imagine we'll probably start seeing those jobs open up here, probably just kind of waiting on this whole process to work itself out.
Yeah, probably so. We'll put some feelers out to teachers and see who's interested in moving around on that stuff. But we've got a lot of work to do before we can say this is how many students are in third grade at any particular building. So, and then we'll staff accordingly, try to improve those class sizes everywhere.
Okay. I did see last week that there's some principal candidates out there for Oliver Brown Elementary. How is that process working here with COVID?
We finished interviews. We should have somebody tonight. Hopefully bringing a name to the board tonight. I'll kind of keep that under wraps right now.
Okay. Well, something to look forward to. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Again, the school board meets tonight, 5:30 is the boundary adoption public comments. You know, I was surprised a couple weeks ago there wasn't a lot. I think there's only just a handful of people. Did that surprise you at all, Mr. Edie?
Well, it did a little bit. But like I said before, it's taken a long time, and we've gotten a lot of comments from the public already directly into the school board and to the committee itself. So I'm hoping we've answered a lot of questions and maybe not answer the questions, but actually it's helped us balance out some of the boundaries, do some of the things we need to do. And again, like I said, nothing's going to be perfect for everybody, but it's, you know, the best we can do. So I guess I am and I'm not, just in, because I've been through it so many times. And we did allow, I think, even more comment capability this time.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Again, 6:30 tonight is a regular business meeting, a public comment period the hour before at the Robinson Education Center. It's 9:18, about time to take our first break of the program, so we'll do that. We'll come back and talk some other business happening tonight. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.